In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Now, you might not know why we have Mothering Sunday in the middle of Lent. Does anybody have any idea why we might have Mothering Sunday in the middle of Lent? Well, that's right. Sue has written a lovely little commentary. So for those of you who would like to know more, if you read that, not now, listen to me now, but later, do have a look on the information that's inside Starlink. It's really meant to be a moment of joy, I guess, in the austerity of Lent. During Lent, we are called to repentance, to fasting, to prayer, to generosity and giving. And so halfway through Lent, we lighten up a bit and we celebrate, as we come to springtime, the gift of mothering and caring. And it's much more actually about church life, really, historically, than it is about our mums. But as history has gone through, we've embraced not only church life and going back to our mother church, but also the importance of those who nurture and care for us and loved us and gave birth to us. You know, what an incredible opportunity just to give birth to another life. And sadly, one of the things that is not available to men. So in that sense, risky, of course, historically, very risky, but what a blessing to give birth to another life. On Wednesday, I will be meeting the vicar of St. Mary's Harrow on the Hill. I'm meant to be his consultant, and that has a particular connection with us because St. Mary's Harrow on the Hill are our mother church. So over just about 900, almost 1,000 years ago, St. Mary's up on the hill was planted by a saint who we have in our stained glass here called St. Anselm, one of the greatest minds in Christendom. An incredible philosopher and theologian. He planted, as Archbishop of Canterbury, St. Mary's Church 900 years ago. And then during the arrival of Metroland, gradually they planted more churches around here. So that's our roots back there. So I look forward to meeting with him and remind him about our history on Wednesday. Two things I want to say to you today. Mothering Sunday, will you come home? Mothering Sunday is about going back home, going back to our roots, going back to those places that have nurtured us, loved us, kept us, going back to the places that are most important to us. So on Mothering Sunday, will you allow yourself ultimately to come home? Because let me tell you why. You are lost. Every single one of us is lost. And the story of the human condition is that we need to come back home, come back to Mother Church, come back to God, come back to those things that have kept us and have made us and have created us. Because a lot of us are in a far country. We are a prodigal people. We need to come home. Come back to those things that are really most important to us, that sustain us and nurture us. And the reason that we are here today in our home church is we've, in one sense, come home. For many times, even now when I'm struggling with things that are personal, I find great comfort to drive all the way back to Wales, to Monmouthshire, which is my home country. And as I drive over the old Severn Bridge, because there are two bridges, the old Severn Bridge, and land on the Welsh side, there's a sort of comfort, a knowing. I've come back to my roots, and actually it's wonderfully cathartic and healing. This is where I was brought up. This is my motherland. I've come home. So you know, people often constantly live fretful, anxious lives. And if you are like that today, and your life is at sixes and seven, and you really want to discover some peace again, let me encourage you to come back home to this place, which is centered in prayer and in meaning and purpose, and gives vitality to who we really are. Come home. A lost world, a lost generation, a lost family, a lost life, a lost Iran, a lost Beirut, a lost Gaza, it needs to come home. During the course of my time in Switzerland, I've got no TV in the flat where I am. So I have to listen to anything to the radio every day. And because I'm by myself, I don't sleep very well at night. I miss Barbara. And so I will often listen to the BBC World Service, often throughout the night. Now the problem when listening to the news all night, it's quite depressing. Particularly as I arrived in Switzerland and all of a sudden the Iran war broke out. Where did that come from? But in the course of the night, I just pray. I come back home to Father, Mother, who made us. Come home. Second thing, come back home, but also, can you be present? The wonderful thing about motherhood is that mums are present. They are there. They are there through the good times, the bad times. They are gifts of grace to us. Motherhood is present. A baby cries in the middle of the night. The child doesn't need necessarily any words. All it needs is the presence of the mother, just to be there, to hold, to reassure, and to bring comfort. Can we be present? Never undervaluing the important gifts of just being present to one another. You see, apart from the fact that we need to come home, most of our time we are distracted, we're in another place. I was in this glorious mountain scenery with the snow and the sunshine, the crystal clear water, and the beauty and majesty of these mountains at 12,000, 10,000 feet. What depressed me was that the majority of people there were on their mobile phone. I thought, what a distraction. Can we be present to one another so that what we do and what we say connects? Can we be present to those today who have lost loved ones dear to them even just this last week? Can we really listen? Can we really embrace? Can we really hold? Because the danger is we can spend most of our life somewhere else, in another place, and never really connect. Can you really hold the children that you love and bring them to you as a mother does? Because often that's all we need. We don't need words, we just got to be present to one another rather than constantly living a life of distraction. Maybe at the end of time, when we are before God, he'll say, well, where were you? Where were you? Not only didn't you come home, but also you never come home to one another at the dinner table, in the conversation, in the coffee afterwards, where we connect heart to heart, life to life, eye to eye,
we're present to one another. Today we celebrate the great gift of those that were present to us. You know, this last year I lost my sister. And one of the wonderful things that have come out of that is that since then, virtually every month, I've gone back to Wales to be with my family. We sit around the table, often having a meal or a coffee. And out of that deep loss has suddenly come a real connection. We're present to each other now than we've been perhaps for decades and decades. There's a sudden knowingness in the family. We reach out and we connect like never before because we realize that our time is limited. And the person sat in front of me, my sibling, is very important indeed. And we don't want to take them or any situation for granted. We want to connect. And I pray also for my time here before I leave, rather than be in another place, preparing for my leaving, that I will connect with you, that I will serve you heart to heart, know you, love you, listen to you, care for you, be home to you. So Mother and Sunday, two things. For those of you who are lost today, come home. Come back to God. And for those of us who live a constant life of utter distraction, be present to one another. Be present to one another. Because it's our healing. By the way, one of the most precious things that we can do is weep with one another. Jesus said, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So one of the loveliest things that you can do is not only be present to somebody, but learn to weep with them. Because in the weeping, there's a knowing. In the weeping, there is a longing. In the weeping, there is a wonderful cleansing. So if you haven't cried with somebody or about something or someone for a long time, I pray that the Lord will teach you to mourn. Because in that there is a wonderful power of embrace and connection, a healing. And so we weep with Gary today, who lost his mum this week. Perhaps we need to learn to weep with the mothers of Iran today, in the turmoil of that country, or wherever. Do not be afraid to weep on Mothering Sunday, because often it's mothers who rejoice, but also mothers who weep the most. Amen.
Almighty God, we ask your blessing for each and every mum today. Fill their hearts with laughter and joy. Surround them with the love from the family and friends. Grant them health, peace, fulfillment, today and always. Let them know of their value and their worth in your eyes and ours. Lord, we also pray for mums and families where there is division. We ask that stony hearts are softened and that love and forgiveness will prevail. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we lift up friends and family members of this parish and beyond who are in times of difficulty or in ill health. Those close to us and those in Starlink. Including Earl Adams, Pam and Fred Archer, Elizabeth Bellow, Daryl Campbell, Rosemary Cox, Malcolm Joy, Joyce Nicolay, Sue Nichols, Pam Story, Martin Vowles, Clive Williams, Callum Williams, and Angela Zagirini, or Zagirine, sorry. Grant them strength to face the challenges, their challenges with courage, resilience, and hope. Surround them with your love and healing power, and remind them that they are never alone. Heavenly Father, we come to you knowing that you are Lord, the Lord who heals us. We ask that you take away sickness, infirmity, and pain from them, and restore them to full health. Help them to keep their souls safe. Deliver them from sorrow, evil, and distress. Surround them with your angels, and grant them hope, peace, and healing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Dear God, we pray for those who have recently departed, including Edward Montima, Esme Williams, and Gary's dear mum, who passed away on Wednesday. Grant them eternal rest in your heavenly kingdom, and peace and healing in the hearts of those who remain here on earth, in the hope and assurance that one day we will join them in your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for hope for our country and the world. Dear Lord, we pray for world peace in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for hope for countries to find diplomatic solutions that will bring harmony between nations. We pray for wars to end and your will be done in Ukraine and Iran and Gaza and Syria and other areas of conflict in the world, and especially where Christians are persecuted for their faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we trust you. You are the God of righteousness and truth. Please grant guidance of your Spirit to our King and his government, members of Parliament, and all in positions of responsibility. May they cease leading wrongly, to lead not through the love of power, personal pleasure, or unworthy ideals, but to lead by laying aside all private interests and prejudices, to keep in mind their responsibilities and to seek to improve the conditions for all who live here in peace and harmony. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we thank you for this world and the mystery of creation, for the beauty that the eye can see, for the marvels that the ear can hear, and for all the amazing mysteries that fill the universe with wonder. Help us grow in a knowledge and appreciation of your creation, to be good stewards. You have given us, and always remember that every good gift comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, may today's reading speak to our hearts with purpose and meaning. From Exodus, we pray for the spiritual discernment to see value and purpose and beauty in the lives you have entrusted to us, and encourage and protect them from destructive influences of the world. Give us boldness to act in faith rather than reacting in fear, just as Moses' parents did. From Colossians, set our minds on things that are above and not things that are here on earth, to refrain from anger, wrath, malice and slander and obscene talk. Forgive others as the Lord has forgiven you. Let the peace of Christ rule in our hearts. And from the Gospel of Luke, we pray for the courage to accept the following you can bring in challenges. When our hearts feel pierced by sorrow, trials, or sharp demands of the gospel, help us trust that you are at work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we thank you for Lyndon's ministry here at St. Andrew's and beyond, for the wonderful work that Barbara, Lyndon, and the team deliver with the children's and youth groups. We pray for them to be sustained and guided by you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we ask as we go out of this place to meet another week of challenges in this ever more chaotic world, please continue to grant us hope, love, and peace that you pour out on us. Inspire us, Lord, so that we can embrace life with joy, with passion, in peace, and with hope, and that your face will shine upon us. Father God, accept these prayers in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.